Well, he walked right over to his dresser and pulled out a purple pair of pants and said, "I'm going to wear these today. I like purple pants." And just as he was about to completely pull them all the way out of the dresser, he notices his yellow pants were in there. He said, "Hey, wait a minute, look at this." And he saw those yellow pants and he pulled them out and held them up and said, "Wow, do I like that or what?" So he threw the purple pants back into the dresser and pulled out those yellow pants and brought them all the way into the living room and just stood them up right by the chair. He hung them up right over the chair so we could sit on the couch and watch them. Sat right on the couch, just sat there looking at those yellow pants. He just loved them. He said, "I'm going to wear those everywhere I go tomorrow. I got to wear my regular clothes today because I got to go to work and I can't be wearing my yellow pants and get them all dirty. So tomorrow, all day Saturday, I'm going to wear those pants everywhere I can go, every store I can find in the mall. I'm going to go from one store to the next, to the next, to the next. They're going to look at me and just go, 'Wow, look at that guy.' I know they are. I just know they are. They're going to love those pants. I know they are." Oh, he was excited about that. Tomorrow morning, he's going to jump right up and throw those pants on and head right out the door. Well, didn't exactly happen that way because he saw a lot of water on the floor with some suds and things like that. And whoa, that was going to kind of change things a little bit. And he jumped up real quick and ran off to the side and looked around the corner there, around down the hallway, and water was coming right out of the bathroom with all those suds and everything. What the heck went on here? Gee, holy smokes. He just was going into a mad panic. He was going to have to get all that water picked up before he headed to work, and they had to go to work in about 15 minutes. That was going to be a lot of picking up to do, a lot of mopping. He ran over to the bathroom, and he looked inside, and the water was still running in the bathtub, and it was running right over the top, right onto the floor. Everything was coming out of the bathtub. Well, who the heck turned on the tub? Who the heck did that? It wasn't him. He was the only one in the house. Oh, jeez, he ran over there, shut those faucets off, and just looked down and just water everywhere, and he had to go get that mop, a little sponge mop. How much water do you think he was going to be able to pick up with that little sponge mop? Not much, that's for sure. He had water everywhere. Oh, he had to run back out into the living room again, and he had to go get his pants and lift them up higher onto the chair so that the water wouldn't get to him. But it was almost, well, he was lucky. He was very lucky because the suds were just about to touch the bottom of the pants. He was so happy. Wow, this was a close one. He threw his pants right back over the chair and just let him sit there. He ran back into the bathroom and started to mop up all those suds and water all over the place. He was slipping and he was sliding, but he had to get it done here. He had to leave here in just a few minutes. He didn't think he was going to be able to fix it, but he thought, as long as I can get most of it, I'm going to be okay. As long as I can get most of it, I'm going to be okay. Well, he threw a couple towels down on the floor, and he actually got a blanket off of his bed and threw it on the floor, too, to soak up a lot of that water. It was heading all the way out near the entryway of the house. Water was everywhere. Oh, jeez, what a mess this was. He's picking it up and slopping all the water all over the place and trying to wring it out. And he was able to get that tub a little bit drained. It was already down to almost halfway drained. And he was trying to wring out what he could of those big blankets and everything, trying to wring it off into the tub. And then he'd go to the kitchen sink and try to wring out some water into it. And he had about 5 more minutes to go before he had to leave. He had water all over himself, but he said he could explain that once he got to work. But in the meantime, he had to get all these suds picked up and a little bit of that water. And so he dragged up as much as he could and squeezed it out as much as he could. And just said, "I got to leave. I just have to leave it. I'm going to have to leave it. I can't be hanging around here all day. I got to go. I got things to do today. I got to go to work. I need to pick up my check today. It's Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, I'm going to wear those pants right over there. I'm going to wear them tomorrow." He was excited, still excited, even though he had to do all that work right now. He was still excited about tomorrow. So he gathered up what he could and threw the blanket up on the kitchen counter. He let it sit there for a while, and then he got his shoes on, and he was still a little wet. He put on his shoes, but he had his wet socks, and, well, he had to wear them. That's all he could do. He didn't have time to change socks. He put his shoes right in over his wet socks. There he went. Off to work he went. The water was dripping right down the front of his house, all the way down to his car as he got into it, and drove off. Just kept on driving down the road. Kept on going right down to the first stoplight. He stopped, and it was a cold day, too. You could see steam coming off of him. It was so cold. steam was coming off of his pants and everything. He stopped at the first stoplight, looked both ways, and just gunned it. He just dropped that gas. And as soon as he gunned it, heading right out to the intersection, slash, crash. He just turned his car around three times before it came to a standstill, and his ears were ringing. His head was numb, and the other car was a blue car that just ran right into him. And this whole side of his car, he could see the windshield was cracked and smashed on one side, and the fender was sticking way up in the air, and he was still trying to gather himself from all this spinning around he was doing. Oh, he thought to himself, everything was just quiet as quiet could be. Quiet as quiet could be. And he just sat there, his seatbelt was still on. And the other driver, he was able to get out of his car, and he come running over to him. He could see that the driver's side window was still closed, and he pounded on the window. He knew what he wanted, but he couldn't do anything. Just looking at him in the window. He was pounding on the window. He could see him pounding. And he couldn't do anything. He couldn't even lift his arms up. And the guy was trying to pull the door open. He couldn't do it. And he was just trying his pull. He could feel the car shaking from him trying to open up the car door, but he couldn't do it. He was still strapped in his seat. And finally, he was gathering some strength in his arm. He could feel the numbness now. He could actually start feeling numbness in his arm. And he reached up what he could over for the door handle, and he could barely reach. He could barely reach for it. And as soon as he grabbed the handle, he just faded out. Just couldn't hold on anymore. He just couldn't hold it. Just couldn't hold it on anymore. He just passed out. Just went blank. Completely blank. And they could see a light flickering in front of his eyes. It was getting real bright. He could actually see the redness of his eyelids, and the light was bright. What the heck is this? And he started to try to open his eyes, and he could feel them quivering and shaking. And as soon as he opened them a little bit, he could hear sounds.
He's opening his eyes.
He could hear somebody say that he was opening his eyes.
He's coming, he's waking up, he's opening his eyes.
And there he opened up his eyes, and there he was. He could see three people standing around him. There could have been somebody behind him too. And he just laid staring. He had his eyes pretty much open all the way. Almost all the way anyway. So he looked up at the light on the ceiling. And he stared at it.
Well, how you doing there, buddy?
He didn't know what to say. He just said, yeah.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, you'll be all right then. Just hold in there.
And that's when he knew. He was in the hospital.
Okay, move him out over to room 7C.
So they moved him out. He could feel the gurney and wheeling him away and picking him up and hauling him off down the hallway. And that's when he was resting. He knew he'd be better. It was just a matter of time. He'd be better. But he couldn't hardly stay awake. He was very tired, very sleepy. He was just dizzy. He just closed his eyes and just rested. Just closed his eyes and rested. He knew he'd be okay. He knew he was going to be okay. He was in the hospital now. He was going to be okay. He was going to be okay. And he just fell asleep right there. Just closed his eyes. And rested. Closed his eyes. And rested. Closed his eyes. And rested.